Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that's been the subject of much debate in the health and fitness world: diet drinks versus water for weight loss and weight maintenance. As someone who's always striving to bring you the most up-to-date evidence-based information, I couldn't resist sharing the findings of this fascinating study. So if you have a strong opinion either way, I would just kind of check that opinion for just a little bit and listen to what the research is saying. Now, if you're like most people, you've probably heard conflicting opinions about diet drinks. Some say they're a great tool for cutting calories and managing weight, while others claim they can actually lead to weight gain and health issues. So what's the truth? Well, that's what Harold and her colleagues set out to investigate in their recent study published in 2023 in Nature, one of the most prestigious journals. The paper is titled "Non-Nutritive Sweetened Beverages Versus Water After a 52-Week Weight Management Program, a Randomized Control Trial," which is one of the best types of research designs that you can use. I put a link to the paper in the show notes. If you want to read it, go for it. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty detail of the study, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. With obesity rates on the rise and the associated health risks becoming increasingly clear, identifying effective strategies for long-term weight loss and maintenance has never been more important. And one key aspect of this puzzle is the role of beverage consumption, particularly the impact of sugar-sweetened drinks versus alternatives like water and diet beverages. The worst thing you can do is just drink your calories. Before you know it, you've consumed 400, 500, 600 calories and sugar. Personally, I used to drink a lot of diet soda about 10 years ago, and then I stopped. And now I just don't tolerate them well. I get a headache from the sweeteners, but that's just me. Now, the research on this topic has been somewhat mixed. Some observational studies have suggested that diet drink consumption might be associated with weight gain, while randomized control trials have often shown the opposite. In fact, a previous study by Peters and colleagues, which inspired the current research, found that diet drinks were actually superior to water for weight loss and maintenance over a 52-week period. There's a lot of complexity to that, so if you want to go look at that, go check out that study. But as any good scientist knows, replication is the key to building a strong body of evidence. And that's why Harold and her team decided to conduct a similar study with the added twist of a voluntary 52-week unassisted extension phase. So let's take a closer look at what they did and what they found. The study included nearly 500 participants, all of whom were overweight or obese between the ages of 18 and 65. They were randomly assigned one of two groups, the diet drinks group or the water group. For 12 weeks, both groups participated in an active weight loss phase, followed by a 40-week assisted weight maintenance phase. During this time, participants were asked to consume at least two servings of their assigned beverage per day, attend monthly behavioral weight loss sessions, and undergo regular assessments, including body measurements, blood tests, and even DEXA scans to track changes in body composition. This is a very rigorous study. Now, an interesting thing to note is this study took place during the pandemic, and conducting a study like this in the midst of a global pandemic couldn't have been easy. The researchers did have to make some adjustments, like moving sessions online and having participants self-report certain measurements. But despite these challenges, the study produced some pretty compelling results. First off, both groups showed impressive compliance rates, which is key to weight loss, with participants in the diet drinks group consuming around 98% of their assigned beverages, and those in the water group hitting about 99%, and the attendance at the monthly behavioral sessions a whopping 94%. But here's where things get really interesting. Both groups experienced significant weight loss, with the diet drinks group seeing a slightly greater reduction across 52 weeks. The waist and circumference decreased in both groups, with the diet drinks group showing a bit more improvement in hip measurements. And when it came to body composition, fat mass, and fat-free mass, similar changes across the board. So water versus diet soda, similar changes. But the benefits didn't stop there. Cholesterol levels improved in both groups, with the diet drinks group even showing a modest bump in good HDL cholesterol. Hunger levels stayed pretty stable, While the water group did cut back on sweetener consumption, no surprise there, sugar intake dropped in both groups. Physical activity levels measured by daily steps actually increased a bit in the diet drinks group. Could that be because of caffeine? I don't know. Though the difference wasn't really statistically significant. So what can we take away from all this? Well, for starters, it seems that diet drinks can indeed be an effective tool for weight loss and maintenance when combined with a healthy diet and lifestyle. And despite the common misconception that diet drinks might trigger sugar cravings and lead to weight gain, that's not what this study found. Instead, the results suggest that incorporating diet drinks in moderation as part of a balanced diet based on whole foods can support successful weight management and even lead to improvements in some health markers. Of course, it's important to remember that weight loss and weight maintenance involve a host of factors, from overall diet quality to physical activity level to even your stress. So the best approach is to always go with the methodology that aligns with your individual goals and preferences. But if you're someone that enjoys a few diet sodas here and there and you're looking to lose weight or maintain your progress, this study offers some pretty encouraging news. Just remember to consume them in moderation. Keep your focus on whole foods, balanced nutrition, resistance training, and don't forget to stay active and to check in with your healthcare team regularly. So there you have it, folks. The latest scoop on diet drinks versus water for weight management. I hope this episode helped give you some valuable insights and helped you to think a little bit more critically about the topic. Do me a favor. If you are on a weight loss journey and you're choosing diet sodas or you're not choosing them for some reason, take a picture of the podcast cover art, share it on social media and tag me and leave me a question or a comment. Until next time, stay curious, stay committed, and keep pursuing excellence.